Later this week, U.S. carmakers announced their sales figures for the month of March. Sales have been improving, and this week's figures are expected to show that trend continuing, but some auto industry insiders still have concerns, as we learn from NPR's Sonari Glinton.
Recently, things have been relatively good in the car industry. Sales, up. Profits, up. Even perceptions of the U.S. auto industry, up. Then, news from the Middle East and Japan.
Major things like this could throw you a curveball and slow down that sales rate.
Lonnie Miller is an auto analyst for Polk Marketing. He says automakers probably won't be hurt this month by supply disruptions from Japan, but next month, that's another story.
I'm certain that people are going to really start reporting deficiencies in their sales by next month in April.
Chris Hobson is an analyst with IHS Automotive. He says this is all happening when stuff was starting to get good for Detroit.
The timing couldn't be worse for a double shock for the industry at this point.
Hobson says we're still not sure exactly the extent to which the crisis will affect car production in Japan or the U.S.
If the worst case of all these double shocks, you know, oil prices continue to go up, the crisis in Japan exacerbates, and the unknowns are still unknown, the longer it will take to bring everything back online.
Hobson says he can't predict how long it'll take to get production back online or how high gas prices will go, but he can say they probably won't be good for auto industry profits. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.